The $111 billion budget signed by Governor Tony Evers does not set aside money for the state's Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program. It's Tuesday, July 8th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, family planning clinics across Wisconsin are facing funding cuts under a bill signed by President Donald Trump last week. And more than half of surveyed fire chiefs in Wisconsin say they're concerned about having adequate staffing. Stay with us.
Bookend your day with Morning Edition and All Things Considered.
In a new study, researchers used machine learning to discover that sperm whale communication is much more complex than previously thought.
NPR's Philip Reeves recently went to the former Soviet Republic of Estonia.
TikTok is fighting for its life here in the U.S.
The makers of the hit video app are suing the U.S. government in
response. But on the other hand, you are talking about universal themes like change. I mean, we are all continuing.
Weekdays on WPR News.
The $111 billion budget recently signed by Governor Tony Evers does not set aside money for key conservation and environmental priorities. As Danielle Kading reports, that includes funding for the state's Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program.
Republican lawmakers on the legislature's budget writing committee excluded money for the state's land purchase program. GOP leaders have said the program's fate is in jeopardy after losing a legal battle with Governor Tony Evers over lawmakers blocking funds for conservation projects. In turn, Evers vetoed several earmarked projects, saying the legislature must renew the program. Charles Carlin with Gathering Waters says land trusts are nervous and delays are throwing a wrench into planning future projects.
It is just absolutely vital that we find a path forward and find a way to reauthorize it.
Republicans State Representative Tony Kurtz and Senator Patrick Teston have brought a standalone bill to reauthorize the program. They have said they're committed to getting something done. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Family planning clinics across Wisconsin are facing cuts under a massive bill signed by President Donald Trump last week. The bill prohibits nonprofits from getting Medicaid reimbursements for any medical services if those organizations provide abortions. Dr. Abigail Cutler is a Madison-based OBGYN. She told WPR's Wisconsin Today that the bill would make it harder for Wisconsinites to access abortions.
Many people have referred to this Medicaid bill as a backdoor national abortion ban because it's estimated that the bill will force a large proportion of abortion providers to close across the country.
Cutler says if clinics close, it would also become harder to get other types of reproductive services, including contraceptives and cancer screenings. Planned Parenthood says that new law could force nearly 200 of its clinics to close nationwide. It operates 21 clinics in Wisconsin. More than half of surveyed fire chiefs in Wisconsin say they're concerned about having adequate staffing. As Hope Kerwin reports, reliance on volunteers is affecting those departments' ability to respond.
The Wisconsin Office of Rural Health surveyed the state's fire departments and found that many were worried about the reliability of their emergency response. The vast majority of rural departments rely entirely on volunteers. That includes Valdez Fire and Rescue in Manitowoc County. Chief Christopher Dallas says it's likely departments like his will need to create some paid positions to ensure they have firefighters available 24/7. But he says many departments are being pushed to cover costs through their own fundraising.
I don't know any other public safety entity, police, Department of Public Works, municipal garbage pickup that's out there fundraising for just their basic operational department needs.
The report found a third of fire chiefs said they lacked sufficient funding to pay their projected expenses. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Local leaders last month reached a tentative deal to move Green Bay's downtown coal piles, but the site is still years away from redevelopment. The Brown County Board approved the framework for a lease agreement with the C. Rice Company last month. The company owns a bulk commodity storage business that's home to the coal piles. The lease will allow C. Rice to use a portion of a site that the county owns for salt storage, and that would free up an alternate site for the coal. The company would use up the downtown coal rather than move it. The final lease is still being negotiated, and work still needs to be done at the county-owned site. Eric Genrick is the mayor of Green Bay.
It's probably going to be several years more before we start to see ground being broken on new developments at that Mason Street location.
C. Rice has said it has about 2 years of coal supply to deplete. Communities across Wisconsin have taken steps to become more sustainable over the last decade and a half. As Joe Schultz reports, a new Wisconsin Policy Forum report looked at data from 34 counties and municipalities.
Researchers tracked projects reported to a voluntary DNR environmental program. They found the most common initiatives were energy efficiency and LED light upgrades. Tyler Burns is a researcher at the Policy Forum. He says those are the easiest for communities to incorporate.
They're already upgrading lights, they're already upgrading buildings, and so it doesn't take a new person or a new program or a new contractor to incorporate energy savings. They can just go ahead and do that as part of an existing project.
Researchers found energy efficiency upgrades at water and wastewater facilities provided the largest cost savings. Some of those projects captured methane to generate power and heat. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The city of Mequon is a growing suburb in Ozaukee County, but almost half of it is still farmland, and that's partly due to demand from Hmong farmers who sell produce at farmers markets around Milwaukee. Some of them rent from older farmers approaching retirement, like 67-year-old Robert Petzlid. His family has farmed around Milwaukee since 1855. Now he leases his land out to Hmong farmers.
So what bothers me is that there's no one to continue in the family. When I'm done, it's done.
Meanwhile, the Mequon Nature Preserve leases land to more than 20 primarily Hmong farmers as part of its soil restoration program. One of them is 45-year-old Vang Lee.
This is our ancestors' way of survival. I think it's going to be our survival for the next 100 years too, you know what I mean?
The preserve's farms broke ground in 2018 to address dwindling affordable farmland in the Milwaukee area. And finally, American Family Field is the home of the Milwaukee Brewers, and it has one of the most distinctive roofs in all of Major League Baseball. But who exactly gets to decide when it's open or closed for a game? Evan Casey has the answer.
The fan-shaped roof is made up of 12,000 tons of steel. It has 5 movable panels and takes around 10 minutes to open or close. Steve Ethier is a senior vice president of stadium operations for the Brewers. He and 2 others with the team make the final decision on whether it should be open or not. Factors include weather and the chance of rain. They generally want it to be above 60 degrees outside with no chance of rain.
60 degrees feels warmer to Midwesterners in spring than it does in fall. Once we hit fall, we're more likely to have the roof closed.
The roof is open for an average of 65% of the team's 81 home games each season. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And of course, let's end with a quick check of your forecast for the day. Mix of sunshine and clouds across Wisconsin to start the day at least. High temperatures in the 70s and 80s, but eventually we could see some rain later on this afternoon across most of Wisconsin. A couple of thunderstorms possible as well. Eastern Wisconsin expecting more showers and scattered storms into the overnight hours. It'll be partly cloudy tonight across the rest of the state with lows down into the 50s and 60s. And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Bridget Bowden, John Davis, and Courtney Everett. As always, have a fantastic rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.